This is Inside Wealth, the ultimate disclosure on Talk 910 KNEW. Living a healthy and happy life is about awakening to matters of your wallet, balanced by concerns of your heart. Now, Stu Zimmerman.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Inside Wealth, where we're talking about the kind of wealth that money just can't buy. It is truly a joy to be alive. And when we feel that, when we have that sense of love, of ourselves, of life itself, for being incarnate in the skin and bones, no matter what in the world is going on, and I think we know that there is a lot going on in the world not to love, but when we place our attention on what we have that is just to be grateful for, this being alive right here, right now, whether it's our relationships, whether it's food on the table, we can get down the basics here. That is inside wealth. And that is something when we take it out into the world, even as we go and make money, nothing wrong with money, right? Nothing wrong with money. When we take that love of life out into the world and be the best human being we could possibly be as we create money, it doesn't get any better. Along those lines, we have with us today another fantastic show. We got the wise women with us today. We got Bev Kay, Beverly Kay. She is world-renowned expert in management consulting, career development, has written a book four times over, fourth edition, called Love 'Em or Lose 'Em. It's co-authored with Sharon Jordan Evans, and she's the founder and president of Career Systems International and works with hundreds of the Fortune 1000 companies. She's an icon in leadership training, coaching, and God bless her, she's with us today. We also have another good doctor, Hazel Henderson, making a house call on our winning business segment. She's the producer of the Ethical Markets series on TV and the book with the same name. She helped to create the Calvert Henderson Quality of Life Indicators because we know that GDP alone does not measure the state of our economy and our well-being. But before we get to Bev and Hazel, you got this week's Bowl of Stew. Yes. You know, we've been playing this game of consciousness because, in fact, no string quartet here, but in fact, this is our second to last episode in this incarnation of Inside Wealth. And we're going to take a bit of a hiatus after 3 years. And so I'm playing this game of consciousness of having one life to live, where, of course, if you had one life to live, wouldn't you start getting down the basics yourself and really getting clear on what your priorities are, kind of laser-like? Wouldn't you? What would you do with your last month if you had 1 month to live of great health and then, boom, it was gone? And the reason why I ask that question, it's even timely today, because, you know, this past week, one guy didn't get to ask that question, and his name is Tim Russert, right? The guy who hosts Meet the Press. No advance notice, boom, he's gone. Massive heart attack, gone. So none of us, not all of us, will ever really know when our time is up or get that advance notice, which frankly makes this moment even more special and more valuable. So as I'm contemplating here having this benefit of having advance notice of 1 month to live here, let's talk about love for a second. I'd like to talk about love. Because when it really comes down to it, isn't that what makes our life worthwhile? Just what it feels like in our bodies. Just to love who we're with, love what we're doing, love our surroundings. Love just being, what's the word I'm looking for here? Just to have this sense of vitality, whether it's smells, fragrances, tastes, touch. And we all know that some touches can feel really incredibly good. And not all of them have to be sexual, right? Even a caress and a hug with someone you love, a child, whatever. It's amazing. It's really the best. It's the best of what life has to offer. And so as I'm focusing on this love energy, because let's face it, you know, we have this energy crisis going on out there. Have you noticed? How can you not notice? You know, FedEx just dropped the latest bombshell with their earnings, and it's all related to energy and the economy that's softening as specifically related to higher energy prices, higher costs of all kinds. And we do have a crisis out there in terms of energy. And what I'm talking about now is our own personal energy, because that really is, you know, determines the quality of all of our lives, right? It's our energy. The more energy we have, the more vital and vibrant and grateful and excited and enthusiastic and or even peaceful, for that matter. That determines our wealth. That determines our sense of well-being. So if I had 1 month to live, I would focus on that. Focus on my energy. So I'm inviting you to do the same, to focus on your energy. And one thing that I'm finding that works for me is not just to focus on my breath, but to consider that something greater, something that is all that is doing the breathing for me. That's a wealth that money can't buy. Our guest today is Beverly Kay. She's nationally recognized as an expert in management and career development, written numerous books, including Love 'Em or Lose 'Em, Getting Good People to Stay, that she co-authored most recently with Sharon Jordan Evans. And she's the founder and president of Career Systems International, where she works with hundreds of the largest companies in the world. So without further ado, Bev, thank you so much for joining us on Inside Wealth.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So before we get into all the specifics of your book, which is fantastic, Love 'Em or Lose 'Em, I love it. How do you define success?
You know, it's interesting. I think that's been something I have tried to do and been doing ever since the late 70s, when I wrote a book called Up Is Not the Only Way. And what I tried to do then is to say to everybody in organizations, up can't possibly be the only way to success. If you let yourself define it that way, you are bound to be frustrated and disappointed. You must define other ways, other things that give you success other than that vertical move, because no organization can promise it to everybody who deserves it, and no deserving person can bank on it as something they'll get from their organization. So I think success has everything to do with what it means to be satisfied and excited and engaged and turned on by the work you do. I'm talking about workplace success. And in Up Is Not the Only Way, I said it can be a vertical move. It can be a lateral move. It can be a move where you grow in place. It can be a move where you leave one organization for another. And it can be a move where you move back to something you loved that you're sorry you left to take on this new thing. And the more we don't put all our eggs in the same basket, the more chance we have of achieving success.
Well, Bev, that's very sage advice. That's fantastic. As you know, it's kind of interesting. You mentioned possibly that one of the ways for us to achieve success could be from time to time leaving the organization that we're at to go to another one, which is an interesting segue to your book, Love 'Em or Lose 'Em, Getting Good People to Stay. So just out of curiosity's sake, you know, how does this book, Love 'Em or Lose 'Em, translate now, especially in an economic environment that is really challenging?
Well, I think that's a great question, and the answer is that it translates into any environment, and that is to say that talent good talent is always going to be in demand. And despite the economic environment we have right now, there is still a talent shortage, and it's only going to get worse. So talent is still going to have choices. And if in this economic environment we take our eye off the wheel and we say, oh, let's just let people go if they go and not worry about it because we need to cut back anyway. When the environment shifts again, we're going to find ourselves without that precious talent. So I think this is a time to let talent know you care. I think it's a time to let talent know they are absolutely essential to your competitive edge. And I think it's a time not to take your eye off that ball.
And what I'm also hearing you say, Bev, is to take a longer view of the world and not just necessarily the next quarter or two.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just what organizations, we have a hard time doing.
Sure.
Because we get, it's scary to not have payroll. It's scary to go into the red. It's scary to say, oh my gosh, this quarter has been only half of what last quarter was, and the answer is cut people. Or the answer is take away all the development opportunities we offer people. Somehow we have to learn not to go there first and fast.
Well, you know, old habits certainly die hard. Although what's wonderful is there is such a increasing body of work and management science that indicates the correlation between a vibrant culture and sustainable profitability that, you know, at this point is irrefutable. So to that extent, this whole notion of slashing and burning and cost cutting and all of that, while some of it may need to be done from time to time, it's not necessarily a pathway for success.
True, true. And I think that the savviest of organizations and the savviest of organization leaders know that. And they are continually looking at who is our critical talent. And not only who is our critical talent, but who is our buried treasure? Who's under the radar screen?
Now, I was going
to
ask
that we need to grow and develop.
You know, I was going to ask you that, Bev, because when you say love them or lose them, and if it's just about retaining talent, does that mean you love the talented people and kind of let everybody else, whatever?
Well, what Love Them or Lose Them tries to say is you better define talent broadly, because talent is not just your A players. Talent is your A players and your B players and maybe even your C players, who are only C players because they're in the wrong place at the wrong time reporting to the wrong boss. So I think we try to say, the full title of the book is Love Them or Lose Them, Getting Good People to Stay. And when we define good, we say it is all of your talent, because you really need your B players to support your A players, and you need all of the talent in the organization. You need them to be marching to the right drum, and you need them to be contributing. And if you only put your eyes on the top talent or the leaders to be, I think you're missing out on the massive middle. And that massive middle can make you or break you.
You know, Bev, that's a great point. By the way, we are here with Beverly Kay, who has written in her fourth edition now a fantastic book called Love 'Em or Lose 'Em, Getting Good People to Stay. And she's a consultant to some of the major corporations and trainer in corporate America. So you got to listen up, everybody, here, because Bev knows firsthand where the companies are succeeding and, frankly, where their shortcomings are. And, you know, your point is so well taken that my sense is that talent is substantially more ubiquitous than we'd otherwise think, especially if we believe that it is so. And if there's any way for these companies to love and to communicate and to provide the skills and the structures for people to succeed, you know, these C players may be B players.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that what you're
saying? I always say that when you interview someone, you never say, my, you'll make a great C player. I think I'll bring you into our company. You think they're going to be an A player, and something goes wrong. And often we blame it on the individual, and we don't look inside to say, hey, maybe they're placed with the wrong manager. Maybe the job is not a fit. Maybe, maybe, maybe. We think C player, you know, bottom of the barrel, let's let him go. And I think we're doing that person a disservice.
We're here with Bev Kay, and stay tuned for more with her and the book Love 'Em or Lose 'Em, Getting Good People to Stay. I'm going to learn more about retention, recruiting, and how to build a fantastic business in any environment right here on Inside Wealth. We'll have more Inside Wealth right here on Talk Radio 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco.